Blog Talk Radio.
Yep,
is the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we are back, everybody. Let's turn up today. It's about that time. Is it cold outside where you are? Well, I can tell you one thing. It's cold outside where we are, and we're trying to stay warm. I hope you're staying warm out there. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you are focused. It's 2016. I mean, we talked about it. We talked all that crap. Now it's here. So what are you going to do when it comes to love? Tonight's topic, we're going to jump right into is what I'm going to tie it into before the relationship group, because we got to do that first. And I'm going to tie it to the men that get rejected, right? The men that get rejected. The reason why, and this show is going to be strictly for the ladies tonight, I'm going to give y'all some game. I'm going to give y'all the real. And I'm going to do that for you because that's how I do it. You know what? The relationship truth, well, no, yeah, the relationship truth is where we're going to start with. Let's start right there. Let's go. The relationship truth is centered around, well, how about I just read it to you first like I always do. For those that want to get these posts every single day, we do it every, probably about 4 or 5 times a week. On the weekends, we let you rest. But these are just, to provoke thought. I want to provoke thought from a different perspective. That's what the relationship truth is about. It's a post that I send out. You can get it on under the Kenny Talk Experience on Facebook or Kenneth DeMoss on Facebook, at Kenny Talk _ on Instagram, as well as Twitter, at Kenny Talk EXP on Twitter. So let's go. The relationship truth goes as follows. Okay, many of us are embarrassed to admit what we want, or that we still don't know what we want. Many people are embarrassed. Many of us are embarrassed to admit what we want, or that we still don't know what we want. I'm going to let that marinate. Let me go to Facebook real quick. Let me get Twitter up, because I know y'all ready to hit me up. Y'all, I appreciate y'all for giving me what you give, providing what you provide to the platform, making it your own. Yeah. So what do you guys think about that post before I dissect it, right? I'm going to dissect it in a couple of ways, and we're going to jump right into the topic. I'm going to give y'all some time to speak on it. Okay. Let me go to my favorite, the inbox. Let's go to Facebook. I got a young lady in the inbox. Hi, sweetie. She says, I'm not embarrassed about what I want. I stated clearly and I set the expectation up front. I'm not like those girls that don't know what they want. So I don't agree with that. Okay. So, all right. That's why we wanted to make sure that you hear us saying many of us are. If you might be an exception to the rule, and that's totally fine. But what I mean by it, but to dissect it a little bit further, and thank you for responding, sweetie. I see a couple more popping in. Y'all are saying kind of the same thing. So let me just say this. I'll say a lot of times what we really want is not what we verbalize. A lot of time, the things that we claim that we want is not what we verbalize. We verbalize something different. Because when it comes to verbalizing, taking what you want, verbalizing it, and putting it out there, whether you want to admit it or not, we all at times are concerned, or we're at least watching to see other people's reactions to what we want. So in a sense, we are slightly influenced. What we verbalize is slightly influenced by your surroundings, the people you run with, you know, the way the people around you think, what's going on in social media, what's going on in pop culture. All of that influences what you say you want. Now, what you want internally, what you know that you want, and what you'll be happy with, you know, that's the real. And a lot of people don't verbalize it that way. Let me give you a real quick example. That's why you get so many women that get into find people to get in a relationship with, They get these people to fall for them. They tell all their friends they're the happiest person in the world. They found exactly what they wanted. And they say that just to make people jealous. They say that just to make people envy them for, you know, basically finding exactly what they want, right? And then you let a little time pass, you see that they're going to start coming to those same friends, bitching and complaining about their lover, about what they have, about their relationship, how they're unfulfilled in whatever, from whatever perspective, how they find themselves, and then you'll find, then they'll find themselves stepping outside of the relationship, right? So what that means is that you got somebody that got clearly what they say they wanted, but yet and still they're unhappy. So that's how we know, guess what? You don't know what you want. Or what you say you want is not really what you want. It's influence. So that's kind of the dialogue behind that particular post. Kind of to connect it to the next part of it is going to be, many of us don't know what we want. Many of us are embarrassed to just say, you know what? I mean, I really don't even know what I want in a relationship. I'm just out here playing and having fun because I don't know what I want. I haven't given it that kind of thought. And you know what? That's the most honest answer that you can give. That's the most adult answer that you can give, because it's not a lie. If it's not a lie, it's the real. It may not be what you want to hear. It may not be what I want to hear. If I'm trying to get into a relationship, like if a young lady tell me, hey, Ken, you know what, I think you're nice or whatever, I think you're cool, I just feel like at this point in my career, in my life, I don't even know what I want in a relationship. I don't want to get in a relationship with you, Ken, because I don't even know if you'll bring to the table that which I want. Because in actuality, I don't know what I want. And I don't want to have you jumping through hoops trying to figure out what I want when I don't know what I want in a relationship with me, wasting your time. The most honest thing you can say, the most adult thing that you can say. But a lot of people might not agree with me, right? Let me go to Facebook real quick. Y'all holler at me. Y'all hit me up. I'm going to give y'all a little time because I see it. Okay. Hello, sweetheart. She says, hi, Kenny. Okay. She says that when it comes to people getting what they want and then starting to look for something else or start to become unhappy with what they have, it doesn't necessarily mean that they didn't know what they wanted. Okay. She goes on to say, it could also mean that once they got what they wanted, or what they say that they wanted, they actually had a need or a want for something else. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for writing that in, right? Anybody want to respond? No, y'all hit me up, you know. You can, too, at 646-595-4038 if you want to make your words heard. Right, but I'm gonna agree with you on that. But I'm gonna give you a different perspective, because what you're saying makes sense. And that's one thing we do on the Kenny Talk Experience. We do not rebut anything that makes sense. Keep it real. We don't do that. So you got a person who say what they want, end up getting what they want, only to want something different later. All right. So at the end of the day, was that what you really wanted? Was that what you really wanted? Yeah, you might say at the time. Okay, that brings out a very important point. At that time, that's what you wanted. But relationships are not about at that time. You know, dating is, you know, having a casual sex partner is, somebody, a cut buddy, that's at that time. But if you're looking at trying to get into a relationship with a person, you can't go off of at that time, because relationships are long-term, wouldn't you agree? Or we would want them to be long-term. So the key thing is that we want to make sure that, guess what? We're we're not afraid to say what we really want, or we're not afraid or embarrassed to say, hey, I'm 35 years old and I don't know what I want in a relationship. Yeah, you're going to have some people to talk down at you. Hey, you this, you that. But guess what? Hey, at least you're keeping it real. And that's what means the most at the end of the day. All right. So we're going to jump right into the topic after I take a real quick break, because guess what we got to do? We got to pay some bills. But the topic of discussion is going to be around people not knowing what they want, right? And rejecting men. And like I said, I'm speaking from the woman's perspective today. The ladies, I need y'all to feel me on this, ladies, and I'm finna give y'all the game. Y'all gonna walk away from this show like, guess what? Y'all gonna walk away from this show like, guess what? I'm ready. Kenny Talk done got me ready. We gonna pay some bills. Dollhouse Radio's on the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience. We'll be back fast so you can say cat in the head to jump right into the topic, tonight's topic, the men that get rejected. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on promo store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Yes, this is the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we are back. Remember, everybody, Dollhouse got those promotional packages. Indie artists, send your music in. You can hear it played here, because we pay them bills, and we play the music, right? Yeah, y'all know we do. Dollhouse Radio. So let's jump in. Tonight's discussion, the men that get rejected. Why is that even an important topic? I want to read you this that a young lady, I told a young lady what the topic of the show was, going about my day. And she says, Ken, why in the hell would I be worried about the men that I've already rejected? What sense does that make? I'm moving ahead in 2016. I said, sweetheart, I feel where you're coming from. I do. And you're right. If you've turned a person down, you rejected a person up front, I mean, hey, depending on where you are in your life, depending on what you want, and depending on how you feel about your relationship status or your status, whatever it may be at that time, you might be right. But you know what? I talk to a lot of females that are a little disgruntled because of their status. They're a little disgruntled because they feel like the options are not there. They're a little disgruntled because they've been dating only to end up unsuccessful, right? Something always happens, or the person always does something or says something that just kills it, and then you're back on the single track. That's what happens. I set that up pretty good, right? Well, let me dive right in. When it comes to the men that get rejected, there are so many men out here that are actually, they don't approach you, but they are on the market to meet hot chicks, bad girls, nice, bad women. They want to do it. You got women out here that are very nice looking, very attractive, that are either approached by these guys or not, introduced to them in some shape, form, or fashion, and they get a chance to interact briefly. And in that brief interaction, connection, ladies and gentlemen, that you ladies have with that person, you judge whether or not they're going to get the number, whether you're going to talk to them again, whether you're going to allow them to talk to you again, whether you're going to allow them to take you out on a date, whether anything is going to start. The ladies use that small time period right there, right? There are a lot of guys that get rejected right there. Right there. So there are a lot of guys that don't make it to first date that you have no idea really what kind of dude this is. You reject him. Nah, look at his clothes. Nah, look what he's driving. No, look where he work. No, I mean, he's not attractive. No, he's not tall. He's a little too short, or he's too tall. Whatever reason. Or that what he say, what he said something that was just totally a turnoff. So no, the answer is no. With all these people that go into the rejection box, they're being rejected, ladies, based on that small interaction. Now, there are a lot of guys that are just not that smooth when it comes to that initial interaction, when it comes to that initial meeting. They bomb. They don't do too well. They say certain things that shouldn't be said, or they say things that cause a red flag to go up. And, I mean, they strike out a lot. They do. I'm just keeping it real. You ladies, y'all know. Because y'all see them every day. Walking through the supermarket, at the library, at your job. Leaving work, going to work. Wherever you go, you see them. You see them and you know you see them. The point I'm trying to make about the men that get rejected is this. In that small time period that you judge them on at the time that you reject them, that's not enough time for you to get to know who they really are. That's not enough time to determine who they really are, to determine if they're sincere, to determine if they are looking for some of the same things you're looking for, to see if you can really make something work with this person, right? Because at that initial moment, they're not in their comfort zone, ladies. So what happens when a person, not just a guy, but a person, well, you know what, we're going to use a guy. Guys the average guy is not good at communicating anyway, verbalizing his words anyway, verbalizing anyway, right? They're not. So when you get a guy that's not good at verbalizing outside of his comfort zone, he's going to stutter over his words. He might choose the wrong word choice. He might say something that's like, oh, hold up, what do you mean? But when you judge that, when you use that to judge whether or not you're going to reject them or not, you might be missing out. That's my point. What do y'all think? Let me go to Facebook. Remember, the men that get rejected, 646-595-4038, if you really want to make your words heard, or if not, I mean, I got Twitter up. I got Facebook up. I see y'all all out there. You're checking us out. 2016, we finna change the game. All right, Facebook. Let me go to Facebook. I got a guy saying, he says, "Hey, Kenny, talk. I flirt with at least 20 girls per week, and on an average, all 20 turn at times. On an average, all 20 turn me down." Wow. Okay. That's funny. Hey, man, you got to get your batting average up. What you doing, all right? Let's look at it from his perspective real quick, man. Thank you for sending that to me. Why don't we do this? Why don't you change some things, man? You know? And sometimes the thing you need to change is the number of women you're shooting at every day throughout the week. But let me show you, man. Women won't. It seems like women assume they're going to turn you down the moment they see you looking. Because when you look at a woman and you give her eye contact, she can look in your eyes and tell if you're going to try to make your move. She can look at your body language and see, okay, this guy here probably is going to try to make a move. And you know what she's thinking at that point? I'm going to tell him I'm seeing someone. I'm going to tell him I'm not interested. Right? I'm going to tell him I'm not interested. She already has this in her head. That's why, for the guys that don't strike out a lot, that's why at times you see women kind of surprised that they're engaged with what you're saying. And that's why they bite so hard. Because they have their initial intentions when they see that look in your eye about to approach them is to reject you right there. Is to reject you. So maybe we need to stop, a lot of us, depending on, you know what I'm saying, where you are in your life, maybe we need to stop trying with all the women. You got to take care of yourself. You got to put yourself together. You got to involve yourself in things. And women that are involved in those same things, you'll get a chance to interact with them with something in common, as opposed to walking up like a total stranger. Now, ladies, don't get me wrong. Let me get back on the ladies. I wanted to hit the men with that one first. But, ladies, I need y'all to understand, I am not saying you do not need to reject some of these guys, because believe me, a lot of us approach you focused on nothing but, hey, because you can tell when they walk up to you, what are they doing? Hey, they looking down. They might look at you and then look down and look at your butt and say, man, what's your name? So you automatically know at that point you got a guy that's physically attracted to you. And some women find, this is so crazy. Initially, some women actually are offended if you express interest in them physically up front. But if you decide to get with them, or if they decide to get with you and, you know, date you and start a relationship with you, they 100% want you to express how interested you are or how eager you are to touch them physically. They want it then. But initially, if you walk up to them and say, damn, sweetheart, I mean, you got a nice, sexy body. It's like a turnoff. You know why they hear that so much and they assume that's all you want. So rejection is on the way. You're going to get rejected. And that's all I'm saying. You're going to get rejected. But when you get rejected, you walk away. She walks away. A guy picks up his pride, the way he feels, and he's ready to shoot again. But you know what a woman does? She forgets you done ever approached her, and she go on about her life. But the only reason why we're having this show tonight is because there are a lot of you that are unhappy. There are a lot of you that are single. There are a lot of you that are lonely on Christmas, lonely during the holidays. Valentine's Day is going to approach, and you're not going to be with anyone. So the only point I'm trying to make is at this particular point, at this time is that you got so many guys that don't even make it to first date, but you base your dating status or your dating percentage or average off of the people that you say yes to. Let's go out on a date. Okay, that's where you get the women saying, like, I got one on. I see somebody posted here on my inbox. She says, guys, there are so many shitty guys out, you have to reject them. Okay, so you know what? That's going to be based a lot of times on the ones that you actually spend time with. Because if I initially walk up to you, if I initially say something that doesn't really attract you, then guess what? You have a right to turn me down, but you don't know who I really am. You do not know who I really am. Okay? So we're going to touch a little bit more on that when I come back. We got to keep it real, Lada, and then we're going to wrap this thing on up because I want you guys to walk away with something real. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, and we'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat. Salute. Dollhouse Radio's on. And we are back, everybody. Guess what? It's about time for the letter. I like to call it the Keeping It Real letter because we get a chance to interact with our listeners that take the time out, and they'll write us, you know. Not like the old days, you know. They're not going to drop it in the mail and like that. They'll send it through email, you know, kennytalk69@gmail.com. They'll send it through the inbox. They'll send it in those ways, and I get a chance to kind of read over them, and I like to pick out the ones that, you know, that really tie into the show. I got a young lady. I got a local letter here. I called it a letter, but she from Birmingham, and she said, "Kenny Talk, you might as well call me Miss Refuse to Settle." That's what she say. Okay, let's start. Hello, Miss Refuse to Settle. She says, "I have several options when it comes to dating. I could be in a relationship, but I choose not to because of the people that I meet. I've gone on dates that ended in disaster, so much that I'm at the point to where I'm just gonna lay low and fall back off the scene. I'm at the point right now where as soon as somebody speaks, a guy speaks, I'm ready to say I'm not interested because I refuse to settle. I know what I want in a relationship and I know what I deserve. My friends tell me that I need to lighten up, but I feel like things are going the way I think they should go. Now, don't get me wrong. I am unhappy at this particular time. So there is this question in the back of my head wondering, do I need to do something different? And you keep it real. All right. From the home front, Birmingham, Alabama, we got another letter. We got another listener. Miss Refuse to Settle. That is quite all right. That is quite all right. But I want to actually start at the end. When you say, I heard one of the key things, I got one of the key things that you said here. You said that you feel like you are, things are going the way they should be, right? But there's that question in the back. Do you think you need to do something different? Or that's what you're asking. Well, that's totally going to depend on you. See, you say that you feel that things are going the way they should be going, but are you happy? If you're happy falling back off of the scene and not dating anyone, if you're happy turning all these people down and, you know, going home alone and, you know, on the holidays alone and on Valentine's Day alone and, you know, going on vacation alone and going to the movies alone and going out to get something to eat alone, if you totally cool with that, then no, you don't need to change anything. Don't settle, Miss Refuse to Settle. Don't. But if there's a question in the back of your mind, Miss Refuse to Settle, that's questioning whether or not you might want to do something different, then it lets you know you need to do something different. It lets you know you need to do something different. Don't let your friends make you feel like you need to do something different. Only do it if you feel you need to do something different. I also heard you say you have a slew of options and you reject a lot of guys. That's the reason why your letter was chosen, Miss Refuse to Settle. There are gonna be a lot of guys that approach you, and there's going to be things that you just really don't like about them and that you're not really feeling. But I need you to understand this, sweetheart. There are so many women that are in long-term, great relationships with men that at the time that they met, I mean, the man wasn't who he is right now. You might know, Miss Refuse to Settle, you might know a couple of women who are married, got good husbands, supportive husbands, you know, really know how to treat their wife. But that ain't where we start at a lot of times, sweetie. So these people that you reject because of whatever you're seeing, you might be rejecting someone that could possibly be the one. Now, I'm not saying accept them all. Because you'd be wasting your time, especially if you are a super attractive woman. You're going to get so many offers. But I need you to understand, if you feel like you're so tired of the dating scene that you need to fall back, that means that you're tired of the people that you are choosing to go out on a date with. And whose fault is that? So you have to take blame for that. It's your fault that you fall for the okey-doke up front. You fall for the guy that know, the smooth guy, that know how to sweep you off your feet in the first 5 minutes. You're going on a date with him. But the guy that, you know, stumbles over his words, the guy that, you know, don't come off as smooth, the guy that might not be as attractive, you know, the guy that don't have the big job and the big car and the big house, you know, you reject him. And you keep it moving without a thought. But men don't always start there. They have to grow from that point. Men have growing to do. So to keep it real with you, yes, you need to do something different because you're writing this letter. Because if you really didn't feel you need to do anything different, you wouldn't ask. But I'm glad you put it out there because what you are adding to the platform tonight is helpful. It is helpful. Let me give you, okay, So that's the Keeping It Real letter. Let's thank Birmingham for sending me that message, man, because you know what? It makes a lot of sense. I understand where you're coming from, and I only want to be able to help. All right? I only want to be able to help. I want you to feel great. Right? So check it out. Let me give you guys, I got to give you something. If you want to respond to what Birmingham was saying, Miss Refuse to Settle. I mean, you can hit me up, 646-595-4038. You can hit me on the inbox, hit me on Twitter. I haven't checked Twitter, but I see you looking. Salute. Let me give y'all a little bit of math. Here's a very important point I want to make when it comes to the men that get rejected, the men on your rejection list. You know, we need you to know this. Now, the guy earlier said that he approached on average about 20 women per week, a minimum of 20 women per week. That's a lot of women in 1 week, just, you know, approaching them. Hey, baby girl, you look good, you know, whatever, whatever. But let me give y'all some math, ladies. Overall, when it comes to the guys on the dating scene, or the guys that are just pretty much out and about, you're looking at probably 25% of guys that are out there looking. 20 to 25% of the guys out there looking, ladies, will actually, they actually have enough courage to walk up to you. They will walk up to you and say, hey, how you doing? My name is Ken. Or, hey, how you doing? What's your name? You know, whatever. 20 to 25%. So the other 80 to 75%. They won't even approach you because they don't even have the, you know what I'm saying? They just really won't do it because they're not confident. They're afraid to embarrass themselves. You'll run off. You'll laugh. You'll call the police. You'll spray them with pepper spray. All these anxiety, they are not going to walk up on you and say anything. Right? You also got guys that are the players. The guys that have been doing it for a while, they not going to approach you. So you got all these men, this 85 to 70 percentile, that won't even approach you. I don't care how good you're looking. I don't care if you're in the club. You know, you're at the bar. You look thirsty. They're not going to walk up and say, hey, sweetheart, let me buy you a drink. No, they're not going to do that. But that 20 to 25%, they're going to do it. Right? So, we got that. I want y'all to walk with me. We got 20 to 25%. Let's just say 23%. That 23% will actually approach you. Right? Of that 23%, half of them are not good at approaching you, approaching women. All right? So we got that 23%, 24%, 23%. Let's just say, just to make it an even number, let's say 24%. What's half of 24? 12. So out of that 24%, 12% of those guys that will actually approach you, that will actually walk up to you and say, hello, sweetheart, how you doing? They're not even good at it. They bomb a lot. They get turned down. They get rejected a lot. Keeping it real. But then you got that other 12%. They're pretty good at it. They normally leave with the number. A high percentage of the time they're going to leave with the number, or, you know, you're not going to think they're a jerk. All right. So with those odds, you ladies are going to be dating, all picking from that 12% that sounds good, that smooth on the first approach. So that's the bucket that you're going to be dating from. The ones dudes that bomb all the time that are not good at it, you're not going to even date them because you know what? Y'all going to feel the same way when you walk up. Oh, my goodness. Get out of my face. No. You know, I got a man, or you'll lie and say you got a man, or you'll say I'm not interested. No thanks. Right? So you pull it from that small percentage. So you take the percentage of the guys that are not good at it, that 12%. You take the other close to 75, 76% that won't even approach you. Right? Look how many options that you're cutting yourself out on. Don't get me wrong. I know a lot of us walk up to you and we bomb. I mean, we say some of the most foolish things, right? But you got to understand, you still can't judge them just based off of that right there because they're not in their comfort zone. You know? I'm not saying accept everyone that walk up to you. I'm only saying just be wary that the more that you reject, the lower your options, the number of options that you're going to have. And that's just keeping it real. I wanted to break that simple math down right there. So you got 24% that will approach you. 12% of that 24% that are pretty good at it. So everybody's dating that same 12%. The guy that wrote in on Facebook that said, Kenny Talk, I approach over 20 girls every single week. He's one of those guys that are probably good at it. And I know he probably date a lot of chicks. And when he date all of these chicks, these are the guys that women are basing their dating status off of. They're saying that, you know what, I don't meet anybody but bad guys or guys that don't know this or guys that don't want this or, you know, whatever. Whatever the case may be. You're picking from such a small number. Right? The only thing I say is open up some more of those options. Okay? When you just base it 100% off looks, so you might have a guy that might not be that attractive on the outside, but he may be super attractive on the inside as far as what he's willing to do for you. You know, I hear so many women putting up posts about relationship goals. That, you know what I'm saying? You might have a man bringing a woman breakfast in bed, you know, massaging her feet while she eat, you know, making sure she's taken care of, giving her a pocket full of money to go out and shop, you know, if that's what you want. You know, whatever your goal is, to be having a picnic in the park, kissing, you know, slow dancing up under the moonlight on the beach, whatever. Whatever your relationship, you know, y'all have so much stuff y'all post. But whatever your relationship goals are, sometimes the people that you reject, sometimes they might be the ones that are willing to give it to you. But the only problem is that you want what you want from the person you want it from. Now put that in your pipe and no, I'm just playing. I'm just joking. That's what we do. We want what we want from the people we want it from. Now, if I'm getting what I want, not necessarily from the person that I want it from, then I'm still unhappy. Check this out. I got a guy that actually shared a post with me on Facebook, and this is so funny. He says, Kenny Talk, check this out. And it says, a lot of ladies. Well, I'm not reading it. I'm not gonna. It's not verbatim because I don't remember where it is. I gotta find it. But he said, but the post said, a lot of y'all women think that men ain't crap, or we ain't shit. But or you single and unhappy or whatever, and there aren't any options. And men don't want to act right and things of these natures. But he says it's not that. It's just that corny ass dude that you feeling ain't feeling you. That's what he said. And ain't that how it worked though, ladies? I mean, mean, y'all see me on the street. Y'all walk up to me and talk to me, you know, through Facebook. Y'all send me these messages. Y'all tell me it seems like the man that I want don't want me. The man that I don't want actually want me. You know? That's how it feels. So if that is the case, you got to broaden your options, ladies. You got to be willing to dig a little more. Everybody wants their man to be on the man that they just meet and start dating to already be at the level of other women's men, husbands that they've been with for years. You expect those things that a person that has been with a woman, gotten to know her, you know, went through some things with her, created a bond, you expect to get those relationship or marriage goals from a guy that you just met. You guys haven't built anything together. You haven't gone through anything together. You haven't done anything to compel this guy to do those things or to be that way with you. You haven't even done that yet, and you know it. Keep it real with yourself in 2016. A lot of us have relationship goals, and we reject people. We reject we reject people up front because we don't see that person giving it to us. Well, that person, you shouldn't see that person giving it to you because you haven't done anything to compel that person to want to give it to you. But you want what you want. Now, don't get me wrong. You can continue, you know, wanting what you want, getting what you get. But in 2016, the Kenny Talk Experience really want to shed some light on this. The men that are rejected, a lot of them are the one. Because I don't know how many of you have ever actually, if you even remember some of the guys that, you know, a guy might walk up to you and say, "Hey, how you doing? My name is, I was wondering, could I get to know you a little bit?" You say, "Nah, that's okay, I'm really not interested." I guarantee you, how many of you ladies have ever actually ran into someone that you remember that tried to holler, tried to talk to you, and you see them out dating someone, and you see them out on a date, you know, look like they're laughing, they're over there kicking it, and you look up and say, "Yeah, I remember that dude that tried to holler at me." And I guess at that particular point, you might think that, okay, the girl that he's with, she ain't got herself nothing because I remember that dude tried to holler at me. But you don't know that. You don't know that because they may build something together. They may build something together that'll last forever. Okay? That's what ladies have to realize in 2016. The man of your dreams is not going to come in a package that says man of your dream. You're looking for the package that says that. You're looking for certain behaviors or certain things to be done for you or given to you that you haven't even compelled that person to give. And I know a lot of y'all probably are thinking, you know, well, what should I have to do if the guy is coming up to me trying to talk to me? You know, I'm looking at the young lady here on Twitter. She says, let me see, look like it's a mistype. Oh, she's saying, well, if the guy is compelled to be with me, that should be enough. Well, and you know what, a lot of women think like that. Since the guy is compelled to be with you, then that should be enough. But guess what? It's not. Right? It's not. All right. It's about time for us to jump into what I like to call the final thought. Now, the final thought, everybody, is a little bit of spoken word that I put together to sum up tonight's topics. Before I go there, I want to let everybody know that that's listening to me, listening to the show for the first time in 2016, that I am a published author. If you like what you hear on the show, If you like the Relationship Truth posts that we send out on social media, you can also get the book, The Truth That Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together, that was written by myself. It's my first book. I'm a published author as well, for those that don't know. You can actually get that book on Amazon.com. You can get it on BooksAMillion.com or BarnesandNoble.com. You can't walk in the store and get it. It's my first stab at being a published author. The second book is on the way. Yeah. So let go. It's about time for the final thought. Man, I love what I do. I really love what I do. Dollhouse Radio is on, the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk of the Kenny Talk Experience. Big things coming in 2016. All right, and it goes as follows. There are so many single women that go on so many unsuccessful dates, and this distracts them from seeing an important factor. They pay no attention to the men that they turn down from the start because of their approach or how they might not be attractive. Now, out of the small percentage of guys that will actually approach a lady, over half of them open their mouths and sound like fools. Subtract the ones that don't approach and the ones that you reject leaves a very small number of men for women to choose. Now, it seems the person that you always want is not into you, and the guys that are interested in you is really not your type. This is why there are women open to dating married and committed men, to have at least a piece of the man she wants in her life. Now, the point that I'm trying to poke you with is not to say yes to every attempt, but your Prince Charming may not be good at approaching the girls. You might turn down the man that's ready to give you all that you need and keep chasing Mr. Wrong all over the world. I got to say that again. Wow. I said it seems the person that you always want is not that into you, and the guy that are interested in you, they're really not your type. This is why there are women open to dating married and committed men, to have at least a piece of the man she wants in her life. And I said, the point that I'm trying to poke you with is not to say yes to every attempt, but your Prince Charming might not be good at approaching the girls. You might turn down the man that's ready to give his all to you to keep chasing Mr. Wrong all over the world. Man, this platform is for you, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world. We got listeners everywhere. Malaysia. The Kenny Talk Experience is spreading. 2016 is going to be beautiful. Right. It's going to be beautiful because I get a chance to interact and help you guys. And also, you get a chance to help me out, because believe me, the things that you say, they help me see, put things in a better perspective to be able to create this great platform. So, remember, meet me back here at 7:30 Central Standard Time on Wednesday. Meet me back so we can jump right into another great show. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. Dollhouse Radio signing out. Kenny Talk signing out. I had so much fun today. I really did. I really had so much fun. Like I like to say to all the fellas out there, salute. Thanks for writing in. Thanks for listening. But to all the ladies, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Yep, those lips. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be warm. Make great decisions. Use what you learn. And we out.